Star 94.1, and our guest is Kevin LeVar. Kevin, how's it going, man?
Oh, man, it's going great, man.
Good. Let's come together. What's the concept behind that?
Wow. Well, that's the title of the project that we released. And it's pretty much a call to the body of Christ to just put our differences down. So many of us are separated by just paper-thin walls, you know, things that really aren't as significant as we make them out to be. And so this project is just to bring the body of Christ together, you know, to forgive one another, to move past it, and let's just worship, you know, together. So, and so many of the songs on the project, they represent so many different kinds of demographics. So we got some reggae, some calypso, we got some praise and worship, we got something for the choir, we got some ballads, we even got a little bit of a Latino vibe. It's a little something for everybody.
What are you more at home with? Because I love your ballad. Ballads, your thing?
You know what? That song, the ballads, a lot of times they're the ones that really connect. You can really, really connect with, because you can really just take your time, sit down on the piano, and just kind of interpret it and really lay into it. But, I mean, it's kind of like I wrote every song on the project except for I'll Say Yes. I rearranged that one. And, you know, it's kind of like choosing kids, I guess, because I love each and every one of them. But, yeah, I love doing the ballad, like A Heart That Forgives. I love doing that song more than pretty much every other song on the project.
How about You Are Not Alone?
Yeah, man. Yeah, hey. I wrote that song. I wrote that after I saw the tragic events that took place on the Virginia Tech campus, and my heart just really went out to the families. And I had to do something. I wanted to do something to just encourage them, to let them know that it wasn't always going to be like this. And so I just prayed and I said, God, I need you to just give me something. And He gave me the words. You know, when I heard the news, I thought of you and all you had to be going through. You know. So, yeah.
Very prophetic song. Beautiful song. You Are Not Alone. What significance does today have with Kevin LeVar?
What's going on today?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow, you know, we're doing so well. This Heart That Forgives campaign, we're really rallying around the message of forgiveness. Actually, today is Global Forgiveness Day. And so we're really, really excited about that. And we've been in touch with the founder of that initiative, and my desire is to inspire 1 million acts of forgiveness. So we're starting a Heart That Forgives campaign, we're calling it, and it's going to kick off in January, toward the end of January, in Washington, D.C., at the Jericho City of Praise. Seats about 10,000 people right across from where the Redskins play. And we really just want to you know, rally the people of God, and even the people that don't know God yet, to let go of the past so that they can really, truly live free in their present. So many times we don't realize God has so much on the other side of our unforgiveness if we can just move that out the way. So,
how important is it for a believer or a non-believer to have that heart for forgiveness? And the reason why I say that, to give you an example, the tragedy at Virginia Tech, families who felt that tragedy, the tragedy in New York and in D.C. and in Pennsylvania on 9/11, and even the latest tragedy that I've seen folks on the news, you know, parents of folks who were killed in Scotland, and they don't seem to have that heart of forgiveness. What would you say to people like that, Kevin?
You know what? Certain things can happen in your life where only the love of Christ can give you the grace to be able to forgive. When, you know, you're talking about people that have gone through things like, you know, molestation and you know, the murder of loved ones, and, you know, but that's where Jesus comes in. That's where the Lord comes in, and then you ask Him, God, give me the ability, help me, and to love this person that did this this horrible thing. And there's so many people who have testimonies that they were able, by the grace of God, to forgive those that hurt them in a way that not many people get hurt. So I would definitely say You know, just like the song "You Are Not Alone" says, you know, Jesus can heal you, you know, everywhere you hurt, no matter what it is. It may seem like it's just, you know, it's out of this world, and there's no way you would ever be able to forgive them, but that's where God steps in. You know, you go as much as you can, and then I tell people, hey, you know, when God says just forgive them, and Jesus says forgive your enemies, you know, their trespasses, you know, just like I've forgiven you your trespasses. He's not saying that you're going to always feel like forgiving. You know, what you forgive, it's a decision. You know, forgiveness is a decision. And then I love the fact that God will help you back up that decision with feelings later on. You know, he'll help you get over it, but you first have to make a decision and say, you know what, God, yes, I'll forgive them, but I need your help.